West. Beijing's erosion of Hong Kong autonomy threatens its WTO status. Hong Kong's special international status faces challenges as the World Trade Organization recently reviewed its trade policies, amid the West's concern over the erosion of its autonomy after the introduction of the National Security Law. The World Trade Organization conducted its 9th review of Hong Kong's trade policies and practices between December 6 and December 8. This review, discussed by the WTO's Trade Policy Review Body based on reports from the WTO Secretariat and the Hong Kong authorities, aimed to assess and discuss Hong Kong's trade policies in the context of global trade norms and practices. The US, EU, and UK representatives expressed concerns about the erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy post-introduction of the National Security Law, arguing that Hong Kong only caring about Beijing's interests will affect the functioning of the WTO. The United States would like to raise concerns regarding the erosion of Hong Kong, China's autonomy following the imposition of the National Security Law, as well as other actions taken by the People's Republic of China, the U.S. delegation said on December 6, according to its statement. EU Representative João Aguiar Machado expressed concern over the deterioration of rights and freedoms previously enjoyed by the people of Hong Kong. The EU is deeply concerned about the developments in Hong Kong, China in recent years. We observe a continuous erosion of the one country, two systems principle and Hong Kong, China's previous degree of autonomy, he said in a statement. We are concerned about the deterioration of the rights and freedoms that the people of Hong Kong, China have enjoyed in the past and which they were guaranteed to enjoy at least until 2047. The EU would also like to understand better how Hong Kong, China, ambitions regarding the Greater Bay Area are impacting Hong Kong, China's trade policies, and how much these are facilitated by its closer economic partnership arrangement with China. Regarding Hong Kong's ban on Japanese seafood imports, the U.S. representative urged Hong Kong authorities to immediately lift the restrictions. The EU representative expressed concern, believing that Hong Kong's approach to food imports deviates from its previous good record of adhering to international rules and scientific methods, setting a worrying precedent. UK Representative Simon Manley pointed out the ongoing non-compliance of the CCP with the Sino-British Joint Declaration, arguing that the National Security Law and subsequent actions continue to erode civil and political rights guaranteed by the Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. Mr. Manley suggested that these actions could also harm mainland China's long-term economic development, given Hong Kong's role as a regional trade and economic hub. Following the meeting, the Hong Kong authorities released a statement on December 10, stating that Maggie Wong Soo Chu, the Director General of Trade and Industry, attended the meeting and refuted misleading concerns about Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy under China, reiterating that the implementation of the National Security Law has revitalized business confidence.